Hello, Linecook Nation. This is Ray DeLucci with the Linecook Thoughts Podcast. Hope you're all doing well and staying safe. Welcome back to another show. It has been a little bit since I put out an episode, and mainly it's due to the topic today that I want to go over, and it is the idea of burnout in food media, or really in any like side project, media project. And I've been doing this for almost 4 years now, and this is like the first big period where I truly felt like burnt out. You know, over 160 episodes, almost doing it for 4 years, posting, trying to upload like every day on Instagram, writing countless blog posts, doing countless other writing opportunities, the podcast, all these different things. And I love doing this work so much, but I felt like the last 3 months I hit this wall of like burnout and like expectation of myself and where it should be going, and getting, you know, like lost in the numbers of things and all these different things. And so I wanted to touch upon it today, not to have like a episode where you know, I'm like, oh man, like what is going on, I don't want to come off as like complaining, but I think it's important that for myself as a creator in this space that I am honest and open about what exactly it is that I'm going through and talking about. And you know, I talk a lot about on this show about work-life balance and having that balance in your life. And I think sometimes for at least myself, I don't often give myself that balance when it comes to things that I want to do or things that I deem super important, such as Linecook Thoughts. And I think I really paid the price for that over the last few months. So I'm going to go into that today. But before I go into that, I did want to say that I did put out a new blog recently talking to the team over at the Garden of Health, and I got to interview them in their mushroom farm operation. It was so exciting to go talk to them. This is the blog at linecookthoughts.com. I would love if you all went to go check it out. It's super, you know, impactful for me when you all go check out the blog. I love writing. I love doing that. So please go check it out. And yeah, so this episode today is all about food media burnout. It's going to be a little bit shorter than usual, but I think it's going to be valuable. At least it's going to be valuable for me to talk about it. And hopefully some of you can relate, and I'd love to hear any feedback or any, you know, relation you might have to this. So thank you all for listening, and here we go. So this whole idea for this podcast spawned a couple of weeks ago when someone messaged me saying they had just started their like food media project, and they were starting it on the side, and they'd listened to my show, and they were finding it hard to keep up with everything going on in their life. And for me, when they sent this asking for advice, I was pretty transparent. I was like, look, I'm kind of going through the same thing right now. Over the last few months, I started a new job, which I love. But you know, obviously there's a big change in my life. I have had some personal stuff going on with family and whatnot, nothing like crazy bad, but just like a lot of stuff going on that I've had that's taken my attention away from other things. A month full of celebrating my birthday. Some of my best friend's birthdays are in August, and we're not really being focused on that. And this has all led to really a month of the show where it's just kind of been like, or 2 months of the show really, where it's kind of just been like, I don't know, it hasn't been as productive as I've been over the last few years. And I wanted to kind of go into this topic because for me, it's super important to be transparent as a creator. And as someone who advocates for people to create, I think you need to, and this is what I appreciate about a lot of the people I look up to in the space. I think it's important to like share the lag in content, the lag in inspiration and motivation. And so I think I'll start there. So I started this podcast and brand in 2018. We're coming up on 4 years in December, and that's a big commitment. I will not lie. I mean, I've had this social media brand active longer than any relationship I've ever been in, longer than any job position I've held for 4 years. That is a long time. That's like, we're coming up to the point where this is like my entire high school education period, where I've been doing this. And that's a lot. I mean, that is a huge time commitment. It's kind of sitting back and thinking about that. I know there's been people who've been doing it for decades, so I don't want to say like I've been doing it the longest, but for me personally, it's kind of mind-blowing to like sit back and be like, wow. Just looking at the body of work, the body of content I put out, 168 episodes over the span of 4 years. That's like days worth of content if you were to listen to it all back to back to back. You know, going to almost 2,000 posts on Instagram, and just all these different things that I worked on, all these articles, words written, work done with other creators. And yeah, it's definitely been busy. It's definitely been a lot, and I've loved it. I have loved it so much to just really just to be a part of this space and to kind of chase my passion. The whole idea, the whole reason for Line Cook Thoughts was to highlight those in the industry that never really get highlighted, to really zone in and key into what it means to be a worker in the food space. And then through that, to adapt and kind of go out and see what else there is to offer in the food industry and why it's important. And I gotta say, like, that is such a lofty goal for myself that it led me to having these years of just pursuing and chasing and looking at different things. And there's so many more stories to tell, and there's so much more to do. And I think over the last few months, I've gotten caught up on a couple things that I want to be honest about. And I think that some other creators might be feeling this. So I'll start with kind of the numbers side of things, and then I'll go into my own personal, like, setbacks and roadblocks. And one of the biggest points has been for me Instagram. So my biggest following, the biggest amount of people that follow me accounts wise is on Instagram. I have over 14,000 followers there. It's been the biggest platform. It's where this all started, you know, starting the Instagram account, getting people to submit why they cook, why they love it, and a picture of their work. And as Instagram has gone to video more, it's kind of taken away from my organic growth. And this isn't to blame the algorithm. This isn't to blame how Instagram has been, but it's to simply state that 2 years ago, my content reached a lot more people than it did now. And the formula hasn't really changed that much. Message people on my, you know, within my community, ask them why they cook. People send in stuff. I say, hey, you know, can I share this on the page? Because you share a body of your work. They share it. We post it. And that's how we've built the community. And over the last year, especially with the change to Reels on Instagram, it definitely has been where I've seen less growth and I've seen less outreach. And I don't post a lot of video content. And when I do post videos from people, that is great. But my what I do, what I find, like, what I'm trying to do, it's not really focused on, like, video content. And of course, I ask people for videos and, like, you know, if you want to share yourself, like, making a pizza dough or something, like, I think that's great. But I love the written story of someone saying, this is what I've been through. This is why I cook. This is what I could see changing in the industry and why I want it to change. And that's where the value has been for me. And I really think that's where I've tried to deliver for the community. So that changed, and, like, that is, like, okay, like, am I not doing as good, or do I have to change things up? So there's, like, that. Podcast-wise, it's been fine. I mean, I've had a steady audience. There's been steady growth. But just to sit down and do it has been a little bit more tough, just to kind of carve out that time. And I don't think it's necessary. I mean, I am quite busier than when I started. I definitely have more professional responsibility, more personal responsibility. A completely different person, I think, from when I started this page. But I still do have some time to do it. And I think it's just, like, trying to carve that out. And, you know, a lot of the podcast is interviewing other people, so meeting them at their schedule. And for me, I found that, like, with this, like, a lot of times my creativity, when I find inspiration, comes at weird hours of the day. And so it's just, like, trying to figure that out. So scheduling, Instagram numbers. And then just the basic, like, fact of just this whole thing that I do out of a pat, like, I don't make really any income off of Line Cook Thoughts. And I feel like it's been really special for me that way, because while I've had to have some sponsors and whatnot, I don't actively do this to make money off of this. This has always been a passion thing. This has always been something where I didn't want to worry about its success, you know, being based off of the amount of dollars it brings in, the success of it. You know, like, I've never been worried about that. And I know that might sound cliche, and I know some people might not believe that, but it's true. I don't really care about that. I'm fine to do this as, like, a passion thing. But so when there's all these other hurdles, though, I felt it was just, like, super tough to focus, to realign, to kind of see where I'm going next. And honestly, the last part has been the food industry has changed so much since the pandemic hit. You know, I don't work in restaurants anymore. I've been very open that I do more, like, culinary operations management. And I still, like, do cook daily, and I do work with food products, but just not in a kitchen. It's not like it is in a kitchen. It's not in a restaurant setting. And the general tone of the industry has been, in my opinion, more negative, and for good reason. You know, the amount of people who lost their jobs, the amount of the lack of care for employee safety from general consumers during the pandemic, just the lack of, you know, all the issues we've seen within restaurants. And I meet passionate people still in the industry. There's definitely been like this shift where people like are burnt out after these last few years and stressed, and like I totally understand that. And this isn't like, but it is a lot to absorb. It's a lot to like look like it to see people that I look up to, see the workers in the food industry I look up to, feel so demoralized because of what has happened over the last few years. It does suck. It's hard to see. It's hard to see that because, you know, the whole reason I did this is to uplift those people and to see unfair circumstances that they've been in, or just to see like situations that really, like, it's not really anyone's fault except like the systems themselves, and to see people like have to suffer through that. It's hard. And like, I share those stories on the page, but that like gets to me because I know how beautiful this industry is. I know how tough it is, but I know the passion so many have, and it's hard to see that. Oh, for a good amount of people that I've talked to, it isn't going the way they want it to. And so all that to say, that had an effect. And then just like the focus on myself with like switching a new job and all that, this all led to just like this resistance to be able to sit down and record this, to reach out to people, to post on Instagram, to write. The last few months I've just felt like the most resistance to do Line Cook Thoughts. And it's been kind of like, it was for me, I was like contemplating, I'm like, is this something I enjoy? And I really had to like take a step back and focus on like, is this something I enjoy? Where do I find the like happiness? Where am I finding passion? What are these friction like notes? I think the biggest thing has been, you know, that self-doubt that I still like, that I still have the self-doubt that like, am I even like someone that should be doing this? You know, to get caught up in like comparison games of like how other podcasts do and what other people are talking about. And then that imposter syndrome hits. And, you know, I'm the most experienced I've been as a podcaster, as a media creator, as a content creator, as a food media person. And, you know, I have nothing but just positive commentary from the community. And I still get that self-doubt. I still get that imposter syndrome that like holds me back from recording, that holds me back from hitting publish, that holds me back from typing words into a blog post. And it was this lack of consistent work that I wasn't used to that just kind of snowballed. It was like, well, I didn't do it yesterday and I should do it today, but I'm going to put it off till tomorrow. And it kind of just kept going and going. And the only way I could like really characterize how I felt is if you've ever read The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It's an amazing book. It's a short book. I've mentioned it on the podcast before, but he basically, to take a point, there's like the enemy is called resistance. It's this resistance to do your work, to put out into the world what you're meant to put out into the world. It's basically like resistance is the thing that keeps you from doing the work that you are meant to do, that stops the writer from sitting down and writing their posts. It stops the podcaster from hitting record on their microphone and starting their podcast. It's that thing that keeps us from doing work that we're meant to do, and it keeps us from achieving our full potential. And I felt that the last few months, and like, it was crazy because I started feeling this after I read that. And so this whole last few months, I've just been trying to get back on like, you know, what does this look like for me like now? Like, what does success look like for me with Line Cook Thoughts? What does it look like for me in terms of like being passionate, being happy, being excited to go to the microphone, to interview people, to talk to people? And I think what I really needed over the last few months was just like a break, a detox away from everything. And not because it was negative, not because it was like too much, but in a sense that like I didn't want to talk to anyone, but I just think I needed some like space to like reconfigure why I'm excited about this. What excites me? What makes me like passionate? What gives me that drive to keep doing it? And I realized for me, the thing that was making me like resistant were the things that I felt like I needed to do that I don't want to do. And I'm going to share those like now. And one of them is TikTok. I like TikTok as an app. I like consuming content on TikTok. I have no interest in being a TikTok creator at a scale like I've been with Instagram. I like posting videos here and there. I like jumping on my Lion Cook Thoughts account here and there. And I can definitely see when I do, there's organic growth. But I'm just not interested in that. I've never been interested in making video content. I even recorded the podcast as video content, and it just didn't interest me. Maybe I'll get to a point where it's seamless, but I just don't like the... I like editing audio. I like writing. I don't like editing video. And I don't like putting out video content. And I think because there's this part of me where it's like, I think there's definitely, if you create content, you'll know what I mean. There's like a realm of like, oh, you got to be on every platform. You got to keep evolving and you got to keep growing. And of course that's true if you really want to like maximize your growth. But there has to come a point where you have to maximize what you find entertaining and exciting. And I don't find creating TikTok exciting. And I'm glad I'm saying it out loud now. Because now that pressure's off me. If you listen to the show, you'll know that I'm not going to be posting on TikTok often. Knowing that I might have the bandwidth to later on do it, but as of now, I'm not interested. And that goes for Instagram Reels. And like, it sounds so stupid, but those were things, because I wasn't putting content out that way, I felt like I was behind, and therefore, what's the point? So that was a friction point. Podcast-wise, doing it for almost 4 years, do people like it? Do people enjoy it? Are people enjoying the interviews? And yeah, and I for me, it's like, I'm not trying to maximize growth. And I think what I really got into in the last few months is like this frame of like, oh, why isn't this growing as fast as possible? And this isn't about that. And I realized that that's not my goal. And it's just defining the game I want to be within. And my game isn't to grow this as large as possible. If like 200 people listen to an episode, I find that fine. Like, that's fine with me. I think that's great. I think that if I was able to make content for a small group of people in the industry to enjoy, that's all that matters to me. And so I had to really define that I'm not in the maximum growth game. I'm not in the hundreds of thousands of followers game. If that happens, of course I'd love it. That would be great. It would be great to have my content seen by more people. But my goal isn't to maximize my growth. And it's never really been. Like, I don't go make podcasts with, I don't, like, I've reached out to some big name people in the industry, but I want to interview the people, the everyday people in this industry. And I think that's what's allowed it to grow and allowed it to be great. If I were all of a sudden switch up my, if I was just like switch up my reason for doing this was to be, oh, I want to grow it as big as possible, that would change the fabric, the entity, the makeup of Lion Cook Thoughts. And that's not what I'm interested in. So, defining that game, defining what it is. And that's my, I think in, the reason I'm making this is I wanted to share, like, I feel great being able to say, like, you don't understand how liberating it is to just be like, my game isn't to maximize growth and to like be like a million person follower on these apps. Like, I just, or have a million followers on these apps. I just want to make good quality content that I'm proud of. And so being able to define that has been a super, like, a really good unlock. And I've already gotten a blog post published. I have an interview already ready to go after this podcast, like, and I'm back to feeling good, positive energy towards it. And so I wanted to spend some time on this food media burnout thing, because I know a lot of you are going through this, or a lot of you might be going into food media or be thinking about starting a podcast, which I always recommend you do something outside of work that's yours, because I think it's so important. Like, it's so special that I get to create this, that I can sit down and do this. Define your game. Define what it is you are playing for. Define what it is you're like shooting for. Like, truly, like, you need to define it, because I didn't. And over the last few years, like, it's been a mix of like growing it and putting out great content and putting out stuff that I like. But also, like, in the back of my head for the last almost 4 years has been like, it's got to get bigger. It's got to get bigger. It's got to be like seen more. It's got to do better. Like, I'm letting that go. And I think as I go and as I wrap up this third year going into 4 years, I finally like found the thing that has always kind of irked me, is like that maximization of followers, maximization of every single thing. And so I'm throwing that away. That's it. And it has lifted so much. And it might sound so simple, and this might sound so like odd, but it, when you own the creative process of something and you put so many hours into it, when you can get rid of a roadblock like this, for me, it's great. And another thing for me is just coming to the understanding that I might not post every week a podcast. I might not post every day on Instagram anymore. It needs to be something that feels natural and organic. And I understand that not posting weekly, and honestly, I feel great right now where I might do that. But if I don't post weekly, I understand that that's going to lead to less growth, but I've defined that my game isn't growing. Like, that's not my reason I'm doing this. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. Because the last few months, I hate leaving things unsaid. I hate, like, if you are an avid listener to this podcast, you would realize the number of times I'm doing it have dropped off in the last 3 to 4 months. You would have realized that. And you would have realized if you follow on Instagram intently that I've dropped off. And I am, like, fully conscious and aware that many have not realized that, and it's not a big deal. And I've had to not put weight into the thought of, like, oh, everyone thinks I'm stopping, because no one's thinking about that. You all have so much going on in your lives. Who gives a shit when I post, how I post, whatever it is. All that to say, I've experienced food media burnout as a creator, and I wanted to share. And I wanted to share where I'm going, and I wanted to share my thought process, and I wanted to just, like, spend some time on a show to talk through it. Because I think for me, like, if I were to hear another creator, like, say this, it would feel so relieving, because I wouldn't feel like I'm behind. I wouldn't feel like I'm not doing what I need to. And as much as we all got to want to say, like, we can't compare ourselves to others, and, you know, we got to be able to be ourselves, like, it feels good to hear these things. It feels good to hear someone else say, yeah, I just needed to, like, slow down. And I needed to slow down, and I needed to take some time away, and I needed to take some time to really figure out what my goals and initiatives were for this. And the goal is always going to be to shout out people in the food industry, to keep exploring, to keep diversifying, to keep talking to interesting people. But there's always been this other goal of growing and maximizing growth and trying to be, like, the most well-known podcast and the most well-known Instagram page. And I'm putting that aside. I don't care anymore. I don't care how many followers there are. Like I said, this is mainly for, like, the community I've built already and for myself. And if we stay this size, awesome. And I love talking to you all, and I love doing it. And the weight of just not caring about if it grows to, you know, 3,000 monthly listeners or 3,000 weekly listeners, or if it goes into Apple charts and all these different things, I don't care anymore. It's the same thing with Michelin. You can get caught up with that. I remember, you know, you've heard me talk about how, for me, Michelin was something that was, like, it's all based on ego. It's all based on, and there's merit in that cooking, but if you're solely doing it for an award, that's an ego-driven thing where your entire, like, validation is based off someone, some group's opinion of you. And it's the same thing for podcasts. You can find those parallels in all of it. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the last 20 minutes being able to talk about it. I really enjoyed sitting down and recording. I'm, like, so pumped to be doing this. And I hope you can relate in some way. And maybe you're not a food media creator, but you've thought about this in food, and you thought about this in cooking and whatever. But define your game. Define what it is you're going for. And when you define it, take some time to journal. Take some time to meditate. Take some time to think about what exactly, like, you've defined what your game is, but is that really what you're trying to do? Is that really what's going to bring you happiness? Because for me, trying to get more followers and whatnot, that's an unending game. For me, a good goal would be, in the month of August, I interview someone interesting and I put out some quality posts about people in the industry, and I enjoy and I'm excited in everything I've done in the month with Line Cook Thoughts. That was my goal for this month, and I hit that goal, and I'm content, happy, and excited for September. So that's what I wanted to say on this. Thank you all so much for listening, and truly, like, I get messages, I see, like, your comments, everything, like, I truly feel blessed and grateful for this community, and I'm so excited to just keep moving forward with it. And I'm glad, like, you all make it so easy to be vulnerable and to be open about things like this. I just wanted to say thank you, because you make being able to talk about this stuff feel so natural, and I can flow so smoothly into talking about it. And I don't know if I could, like, do this outside of Line Cook Thoughts. So thank you all so much. It truly means a ton. And yeah, if you're dealing with food media burnout, take some time to step back, define your goals. And yeah, thank you all. You're all so great. So there you have the episode on food media burnout. Thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm excited for what's to come. I do have an interview next week that I'm really excited to share with you all. And yeah, and to even keep in line with this, there's ratings on sites, on Apple and Spotify. If you feel like rating, go ahead. But more importantly, I would, instead of giving me a rating on this podcast and future podcasts, I'd love to hear if you related to it at all. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I'd love you to just message me directly on Instagram or email me at linecookthoughts@outlook.com, and I would just love to hear your feedback. I want to talk to you. I don't care about stars. I don't care about the if I get 4.8 or 4.7 or 3.0 on Apple. From now on, my benchmark is if you reach out to me and tell me how you thought of it. So please reach out. Let me know what you think. And thank you all so much. And I will see you on the next Line Cook Thoughts podcast.